Welcome to another episode of the City That Never Sleeps podcast. I am Josh and I am joined by my co-host Tobias. This is going to be a pissed off slash depression slash anger episode of the podcast. So strap up, get your seatbelts on, and get ready because Knicks have dropped 6 out of their last 7, 3 in a row losses, and a tough one to watch last night against the Bucks. We're here recording Saturday afternoon in a snowstorm that honestly is making us feel a little bit better and yet in all of this a little bit worse because couldn't have been on a school day and most likely we wouldn't have school today. But so, you know, it's all just going bad here. The next Knicks game is going to be on Monday where they're going to be playing the Kings and we'll have to see what we pick for that one and our next 5 game predictions. We haven't been here since our last 5 game predictions. I want to say 9 days ago. It's been a while. So I'm sure I know where you are with this, Toby, but I got to ask the question, how are you right now?
Feeling terrible. Not only do the Knicks suck, I'm sick right now too, so it's like a double blow. And it's just, it hasn't really been fun to watch the Knicks lately. We've sucked on the floor. We've sucked off the floor with all the beef that's happening. Like, I don't want to say beef, but like the attention that some certain players, Randall, are getting. And it's been a tough stretch. It's been a tough 9 days. I mean, I feel like we would have recorded in the past 9 days if something actually good had happened, but it's been hard to talk about the Knicks, so we've been pushing this episode back a bit. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, we were waiting for the 5 to end. And as we say in kind of like all of the episodes, we're like, if something big happens, like a trade for Cam Reddish or, you know, a trade or.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, something huge, then we'll record. But nothing huge happened. It's just more negative news on top of negative news. Like Julius Randle, there were the videos out there of him sitting separate from the team on the bench. There's been stories about people getting kicked out. We know the thumbs down thing with the fans. We're going to have a video that we will play for you in a little bit coming from WFAN, Carton and Roberts, where someone called up and they were talking about their experience where they got kicked out of the Garden by Julius Randle and security, you know, him calling them over. So we'll have that a little bit later. But it's unfortunate. And these games, you know, they're there. They're in the grasp of the Knicks. Even last night's game. Toby, there were points where the Knicks team could have won.
It was close down the stretch.
Yeah,
we were like down by like 6 or 7 with like I think 5 minutes left or something like that, and then they just didn't score again.
Knicks were down by 16 in the fourth quarter. They narrowed it down to 8. Maybe they did get it to 6 or 7, but I remember it was definitely went from 16 to 8.
Yeah,
and then okay, Giannis took over and did his thing,
and that's something that we don't have, a superstar that can take over late in the game where they can help us win a game close like that, because we just don't really have that. I mean, you can't really say that with Randle anymore. You can't really say he's that superstar.
But that's what we thought, and that's why the Knicks signed him to a 4-year deal, hoping that okay, this is going to be the guy who's going to do it. And it right now
it's
could,
not
could change. It's not, and it looks like that was a one very powerful year. It was a
good year.
A fluke. Is that what you say?
Yeah,
right?
It was a unicorn season. You know, it's never gonna happen again. Let's be real. He's gonna go into a downward spiral. Probably retire in 3-4 years or be a bench player on a good team.
That when I you know use depression in the or depressed in the first few minutes of this or seconds of this episode, you just had Toby's exact definition of that right there with your response.
Yeah, we're being real. Okay.
Let's
go back to what we talked about last episode. We need a point guard. Okay, it's become pretty apparent. Who are we going for? I know we said last time probably Brunson, but what do you think?
I don't even think a point guard is worth it at this point, unless we're really.
Maybe we should just tank and focus on next season.
I wouldn't say tank because tanking, it's like we're losing all our games because the Knicks are still up there.
You know what I mean though. Like
they're not in last or second to last in the Eastern Conference, although they're closer than further away in 12th out of the 15 spots. So what I would have to say, if we were going to look for a point guard, yeah, Jalen Brunson's my number one guy on that list out of the guys we have down, De'Aaron Fox, Dennis Schroeder, Ben Simmons, or Jalen Brunson. My top two would be Jalen Brunson or De'Aaron Fox, although now I'm seeing that De'Aaron Fox doesn't look like he wants to go anywhere. So if anything, it's Brunson. I think a deal could happen. The Knicks are looking to sell a lot of different guys. Again, Julius Randle, I want to hold on to that piece, and we could talk about him later because there's a lot of different pieces to come from the one whole thing of the player in Julius Randle and his future on the Knicks or not on the Knicks. Yep. But I know he can be available. And really, there's only I'll have you answer the point guard question, and then I want to go off of that too.
Yeah, of course.
Go ahead.
I mean, I still think it's got to be someone. I think, honestly, we wait until the offseason and see who's available then. Maybe someone wants out. Maybe someone declines their team options or something like that. I think it's like you, it's kind of pointless to make. I think, honestly, we definitely shouldn't be buyers this offseason. I know we tried to already, but at this point, I think the season might be as good as gone, and I think it's just an L for us.
I think that, so I wrote down here in the doc, Toby, I want you to answer this, because there's a lot of players that, from what it seems like, the Knicks are fine to offer to other teams. And according to ESPN's Brian Windhorst, I think I'm saying that right. I don't know for sure. It's a hard last name, okay? According to him, he said that the New York Knicks are even willing to trade some of their veteran players that they signed this past offseason, including Kemba Walker, Evan Fournier, and Alec Burks.
I think that might be the right move. I think we should start to build young. Definitely get rid of Kemba if anybody wants him. Get rid of Fournier if anybody wants him. Really just unload those contracts and see if we can sign a star in the next offseason. Maybe someone like James Harden. I know you don't like that idea, but
it's not that I don't like it. I just don't think he'll want to come to the Knicks.
I know. I'm just putting it out there, okay? Just putting it out there.
Right.
All right. So I think that's my answer. I think we should sell the veterans and go young.
You know? Right, and Cam Reddish was a piece of that, trying to get a young core here from Duke.
That was a good move.
The question I want to ask you, though, is, you know, sell all these guys. Who would you say, and I assume I know where you're going to be going with this because you said build young. Are there any players that should be, like, off limits for other teams coming off to the Knicks that shouldn't be traded? Yeah, I'll give 100%. My three.
Okay, you go first. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, let me give my three real quick, and then you can go. I'm going to go with Quentin Grimes. I think that's an obvious one. Just 100%. Picked him in the draft. There's no reason he should be gone. I also want to say RJ Barrett, because...
1,000%.
Yeah, he should still be here. I don't think there's a question. And then Obi Toppin, the guy who every episode we talk about, give him more minutes because he's been playing well for this Knicks team. So those are my three guys that I think are all limits. They shouldn't be traded.
And I agree with you. I think I definitely agree with you. I think the only players I have off limits is RJ, Quentin Grimes. And I personally think Obi Toppin could get traded. I don't know, because look, he's a great player, right? And I love Obi Toppin. I think he's my favorite Nick, right? But is he good enough to be a starter? And that is a question that I want you to answer right now. Is he good enough to start for this team?
Yes, but not for Tom Thibodeau, apparently.
That's all right. I think he's not good enough to start. Okay, and hear me out. He's a great player, and I love his hustle off the bench. But is he that player that's going to be that top tier power forward that's going to win you a championship? No, he's not. Okay, and unless we get stronger in other positions, he's not going to be the player that's going to be starting for the power forward for the New York Knicks. So I think my third player that I have as a no trade is going to be Emmanuel Quickly. Okay, he's had an off year this year, but if you look at his stuff, he's a great defender, he's a good shooter, and he's a good bench player that'll help you build a strong squad in the future.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because actually the Knicks have been getting a call, or I don't know if it was only one, but I know they've at least gotten one call regarding a trade of Emmanuel Quickly. We'll have to see if they pursue that or not. As the trade deadline approaches faster and faster, more news I'm sure will be coming up. More Knicks players might be included in deals. We'll have to wait and see. So far, the only one that has been involved is Kevin Knox, who contributed nothing whatsoever to this team within the last 2 years. And so there was nothing we were losing by selling him. Will we actually lose a key player to this team? That's what we're going to have to wait and see.
And I think we will. I think honestly, Kevin Knox, it was the right decision to get him off the team. He's not doing anything anyways, and you got a good player for him. I mean,
In honestly, right now, you pretty much have to trade Alex Burks. Okay, I think he's as good as gone. Let's be real, and I think teams will actually want him too. I think Fournier might be gone too, because in reality, you traded a first round pick and no name. I'm saying Kevin Knox, but whatever, because he's kind of bad. You traded him for Cam Reddish, and if you trade that for Cam Reddish, you can't have him ride the bench and get 5 minutes a game. Let's be real, okay? You need him to get more minutes, and I think the only way you get him more minutes is by trading someone like Burks, someone like Fournier. So I think that's 100% going to happen, and I think Cam will finally get some minutes for us.
So let's just catch up to where we are right now in the Bucks game. We'll move first with the Pelicans. The Knicks lost by 11 points, 102-91. And you wrote down, you came right here into the document that we're both in and wrote down your thoughts about this game after it ended. You basically just said, Knicks won't make the playoffs, maybe 10th seed at the max if they can't get a good trade. Randall, really bad game. RJ, decent game. And Obi, pretty good game. 23% from three. The bench was decent. Obi Toppin, Alec Burks, and Quentin Grimes were good. And IQ, Emmanuel Quickly, had some bad shot selections. And because of that, they shot 2 of 9 from three. That led to that loss. Now, even...
I mean, it's pretty apparent where I'm going right now. I'm not happy with this team. I think no Knick fan is right now. Okay.
Well, one thing you did get right was the Clippers game. I remember we were actually arguing about it. I was saying how good they were, and you were like, they don't really have anybody. Well, the Knicks, you know, they did expose that. They got a 110-102 win. Barrett dropping 28 and 43 minutes. Randall having a good game, actually, here, getting 24 points.
That didn't mean anything. We were playing against super subs. Like, we were playing against journeymen. Like, that didn't mean anything. The Clippers were terrible against us, and it showed because... And the problem with that game was they had no stars. They had no good players, really. I think... What's his name? I think someone dropped, like, 20 points, and he's, like, a bench player his whole career. Like, Reggie Jackson dropped, like, 20 points. Like, what? I mean, they got close to us. How are they getting close to us? They suck. Should have been, like, a 40-point blowout loss for them. Okay, I'm so upset with that game, and I can't even like begin to say how bad we've been playing these past couple of weeks.
Well, honestly,
I want to bring up before you go, we haven't led in the past two games at all. We haven't led once, like not once.
Yeah, and I mean, so I was just gonna go. You're talking about this game against the Clippers. Honestly, that was a win. We should have been winning by more. Out of the five games, this was the most disappointing to me. This was the most like, oh my God, we lost. It was the one against the Cavs where Julius Randle got the final shot, the game winner, where we kind of talked about it just before recording. You were saying it's not really Julius Randle's fault. And I agree with you. I think it's Tom Thibodeau always putting Randle when we get the inbounds opportunity for a game winning shot. He puts it in Randle's hands to win the game. Randle.
The player you want to do that.
Yeah, no. Like 99% of the time, never makes those shots, and he just keeps feeding him like something is going to change. Well,
let's be real. Last year, he made those shots. Okay?
No, he did not. Yes, he did.
He did make some of those fadeaways last year. He in the posterizing, he was in the boards, and then he took a nice fadeaway. He made that. He was pretty automatic with that last year. Okay,
not on game winners. I've remembered times that they fell or Thibodeau fed the ball to Randle in the final shot, and it just hasn't worked out. But I can't agree.
I agree with you. We got to give it to either Grimes or RJ for the game winner, in my opinion, or Fournier. Okay, or Kemba.
Yeah, Fournier made a game winner or a buzzer beater. I remember earlier this year. No,
yeah, RJ did too. I mean, even Kemba has been good down stretches, and he's a good scorer. So even give him the ball, okay? Right. But just not Julius Randle. Maybe get him the ball to draw in a couple defenders and then kick it out or something like that, because he's not a bad passer. But don't let him take that final shot. And if he takes that final shot, I want someone upstairs fired, okay? And I'm not calling for Thibodeau's head, okay? Because I love Thibodeau. He's been our best coach in 10 years, probably, okay? And he's been great for us, but Randle cannot be shooting that final shot, and that's like apparent.
You know, another good game though for RJ Barrett on that one. He dropped 24 in 34 minutes.
And RJ's been great. Like, I'm not saying he's been bad. He should have gotten the final ball. I was watching that whole game, and I was like, wait, there's still a chance. There's still a chance. My dad had already left the room because we were watching it together. And he was like, there's no chance. The Knicks suck, my son. Okay. He obviously didn't say that like that. But I want to read. I just saw a post that Knicks have actually no interest in trading Emmanuel Quickley.
Really? Is that from verified source?
Yeah. They've been batting those calls away per Zach Lowe of ESPN and Ian Begley of SNY ad that the Knicks hold both Quickley and Toppin in very high regard.
Oh, so there you go. We've had more. We've added more players to the untouchables. Okay. They have two very good sources in Ian Begley for SNY, the Knicks reporter, and Zach Lowe on ESPN.
Yeah.
So, okay. In the Heat game that the Knicks lost, 110-96, just didn't even look like they had a chance from the get-go. Like you said, these last two games, this was the second game, I would say, if you want to go. It was the Heat and the Bucks game you're referring to, right?
These were the last two games the Knicks never led.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got outscored in the first quarter, 30-16. And just from there, absolutely nothing.
Downward spiral.
Right. I want to mention four players for the Heat got over 20 points. Jimmy Butler, P.J. Tucker, Duncan Robinson, and Tyler Hero. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And everybody clowned on me for picking Tyler Hero in fantasy, okay? I want to say, everybody clowned on me, and that man has been balling out for me, okay? I picked him in, like, the 12th round, but that's getting beside the point, okay? The Heat are a good team. We understand that. We're not. We understand that, too.
and another good team, Milwaukee Bucks. Beat us 123-108, Giannis dropping 38 in 34 minutes, five assists, 13 rebounds as well. Randall here having 9 points in 37 minutes. Barrett dropping 23 and 35. 25 points. Say again?
How many points did Toppin have?
Toppin in this game had 5 points only in 14 minutes.
And how many in 14 minutes, okay? Yeah. You give him the amount of minutes that Randall has, he has 20, okay? I hate Randall, I have to say. I'm starting to very dislike him.
Yeah, no, I mean, I understand. I think you wrote in here, I'm sure it's different now because you probably wrote it a little bit ago. His free throw percentage last season in the fourth quarter was 84.8%. This season is 69.6%.
And I want to say, we need to work on our free throw shooting because in the Cavs game, we were abysmal at free throw shooting. I don't know the exact numbers, and let me pull it up really quick. Wait a minute. Okay, Cavs game. All right. Stats. Okay. Our free throw percentage in the Cavs game. All right. Take a gander. Take a wild guess.
Say it one more time.
All right. Our free throw percentage in the Cavs game. Take a guess. What do you think? What do you think it was?
74%.
52%. If we hit those free throws, we win the game. Okay? Like, what the hell is happening? Can they not shoot the ball? I don't understand it. And I really don't understand it at all.
Yeah. Here, we have a bunch of stats to read through. Like you talked about, Obi Toppin's strong play of late, averaging 15.5 points on 67% shooting over the New York's Knicks' previous two games. Toppin only logged just 14 minutes, only 6 minutes in the second half, in last night's blowout loss to the Bucks. IQ played 11 minutes, 18 for Grimes. So these young players who we want to build around, they're not even getting the minutes that they should be. So how are they going to improve? How are they going to progress, get better, if we're not even playing them in the goddamn NBA? And
At this point, send them down to the G League and let them drop 40.
And have them cook up there.
Exactly. Like, let them get them damn playing time, okay? They're not going to improve if they don't. And I don't think Thibodeau sees that. And I want to harp on this because a lot of Knicks fans have been calling for Thibodeau's head. What do you think?
What do I think? I think at least ride Thibodeau out to the end of this season, then we go from there. I mean, because this team can still make the play-in games. They can still make the playoffs if they miraculously win like 5 games in a row or so. They can be right back in the playoff hunt. So you at least got to wait. You're not going to fire him this season, during the season.
Oh, obviously not.
Yeah.
But what's the low point that you fire Thibodeau at? What is that point?
The low point is if I think you don't make the playoffs or the play-in games this year.
Okay, but even with these terrible performances by some of our players, like, I don't think this is Thibodeau's... Okay, so you're obviously calling for Thibodeau's head. Let's be real here. That's what you're saying.
I think I'm going to... In the offseason, if the Knicks don't even make the play-in game, then I'm going to have some serious consideration of thinking about where
Even though we made the fourth seed last year? even though we made the fourth seed last week. Like you gotta like yeah. look at the bigger picture, okay? Right. He is a top tier coach. He won Coach of the Year last year.
Well then okay,
would
so
you prefer someone like Bitsdale over him? No.
Listen, Toby. Someone higher up though, if he's gonna stay for another season after this one, someone higher up has to come and talk to him about minutes though, and about tiring out his players.
Fair.
Because
that's
I think
fair.
That also led to the Knicks being tired in the Hawks series because he has his players play so long of minutes. And also to give our young stars who we want to build around not enough minutes, someone's gotta be like, hey, you're gonna stay, like we want you as our head coach here. But you got to make these changes, and then goes down the sheet, blah, 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 blah.
Yep, and I agree with you, okay? Thibodeau, he needs to see that. Okay, but another thing that I want to harp on is that we can never get consistent two centers in the rotation. Like, I swear, always either Nerlens or Mitch is injured. And I think when we have both of them, our team is just so much better than what it is right now. Do you know what I mean? Like when we have them on the floor, we have that dominant, can score defensive. I wouldn't say dominant, okay? But Mitch, he's got that great defensive. He can score, okay? He's got that good boards. He gets great offensive rebounds, okay? And then we have Nerlens Noel, who's a great defender. He can also score. He can also score a bit, but he's a great defender, okay? He gets the boards, okay? And when we have those two centers that we can dish to, get a little bit of a slam coming from one of them, our team is just so much better than what it is right now. And I think we need to look at our team when they're fully healthy. I think we haven't had Rose in so long, and he's a great player off the bench for us. And I love Rose. Okay, I'm a Rose lover. He's elevated our team to that next level, and we haven't had him in a while. So right. We need to really see when all of our players get back, how we play, who's playing good, and then towards the end of the year, we'll see. Okay, we didn't make the playoffs. That's fine because we suck, but we've gotten better. Okay, like
and. I think that so we can both agree that Taj Gibson is no all-star when he's on the floor. I mean, the man's 36 years old. He's a veteran.
He's a third-string center, okay? And he's good for what he does as a third-string center. But no way should he be getting 25 minutes a game. Like, that is bad, okay? We need we need our centers to stay healthy. We really do.
From Tommy Beer, the Knicks reporter, he put in his most recent article recapping this Bucks game, saying that the New York six lost in their last seven games, and the Knickerbockers now find themselves in 12th place in the Eastern Conference, a full game behind the surging Hawks, who are currently riding a six-game winning streak. Now, you remember we played the Hawks recently, right? Yeah, we did. The Knicks beat the Hawks 2 weeks ago, back on January 15th. Back then, they were a full 4.5 games out of the Hawks. So that just shows you how good they've been of late, the Atlanta Hawks, and how bad the Knicks have been of late already, or not already, but now being behind by a full game against the Hawks there. And then one more thing. I know you have some OB plus minus stuff, and then let's get to the Julius Randle bigger picture thing.
Okay, yeah, and I want to harp on OB has a plus minus of plus 138 total, and if you guess Randle, he has a plus minus of negative 173, okay? Something is very wrong with Randle. He sucks. We all know that by now. But something is good with Obi when he comes off the bench. And I love Obi Toppin, okay? I got his jersey. I love him so much. And I think he needs to get more playing time. Honestly, give him 20. Give Randle maybe 26. Because you still need to give Randle more minutes. Let's be real. He is still maybe a little bit better, okay? But you need to give Obi at least 15 minutes a game at this point, because he can definitely change the way this team plays. Just like, honestly, maybe like a Rose last year, how when he came off the bench, he was so good for us after Peyton was so bad. You know what I mean? I want to compare those two a little bit.
Mm. And then Randle, with his struggles on Friday night, I think we mentioned his score total. He had just 9 points on 4 of 9 shooting, 11 rebounds, and 3 assists versus 4 turnovers. Over the Knicks' last 5 games, he's averaging 13.2 points per game, as many turnovers, 4.4, as assists, 4.4. His shooting is an atrocious 38.7% from the floor, 25% from deep, and 68.4% from the charity stripe.
I mean, he's not even hitting the shots that he would make last year, like, at all. Like, last year, what is he, 40% from three? Like, he was hitting the threes decently, maybe a little bit under 40, but it was good from three, okay? We were proud of what he was doing from three. His his post game was his inside game. His like his deep two, his fadeaway was so good last year, and it was like double what's been in this stretch. Okay, and he's just terrible now. He can't hit a bucket to save his life. He can't hit the side of a barn to save his life.
And so now there's been concerns with Randall and his future with the New York Knicks. So there was a video of Randall sitting alone on the bench, separated from the group of Knicks meeting with Tom Thibodeau discussing the game plan. There was a video of him last night. Obi Toppin tried to save the ball, went out of bounds. Two players go to help Obi Toppin, but the first thing that happens is when Obi Toppin falls to the floor, Randall takes a quick look at him, turns away, starts shaking his head, and walks away. Two other players then go to help him. So that was a questioning of, oh, is he just so done with this Knicks team? He's done with his teammates. He's losing relationships. Toby and I both agree that was just an in-the-moment thing. I think that was whatever. And then with the video of him sitting on the sideline by himself and, you know, on the bench, I think that's just one of two things. That's either him knowing how upset he is at himself and he's just shaking his head in disgust at his own performance, or that is a sign of him, you know, being separated from the team and there's something's wrong and, you know, he's got to go. So,
And I said it earlier when we were talking about the points that we'd bring up on this episode. I think in the next maybe couple weeks before the deadline, he's going to say under the table to Leon, he's going to be like, yo, I want out of here. Okay. And I think he's right to do that. I think the fans don't like him at all. I don't like him. So it's pretty apparent that the fans don't like him. He's getting booed every other game. They want Obi Toppin, and I swear, every other game they're chanting.
And he's booing them too.
Yeah, he's booing them too. So he obviously has a very hate relationship with the fan. The fans are calling for Obi Toppin's name like every other night. Like, not a good look at all. So I think he needs out, okay? I think he should be gone. I think it's going to help us and him, because I like Randall as a player, despite his like slump. But I don't like him right now, obviously, because he sucks. Like, I think it's best for him and best for us if he gets out. Okay.
So Randall talking about it, when he was asked about if he regrets the decision of signing the 4-year deal with the Knicks, he said, I wouldn't change it. He said, I still want to be a part of it. I still want to see this thing through. I still want to be part of trying to bring a championship to the Knicks. So you already addressed
the question. Because he got $40 million. Okay. That's why you wouldn't change it. Let's be real.
So you answer the question, what is Julius Randle's future? I hope it's with another team. I hope he does get traded. I think we can get assets back, draft picks back. I think the big thing is how is the deal, the money part of things, like you said, going to happen? He got $100+ million 4-year deal. How is a team going to split that with the Knicks? Because there is no way that a team, unless like the Knicks just don't get anything in return, is going to pay that full contract. So it's going to have to, we're going to have to see if they have the way they split it with this team.
I want to bring this up because a lot of people have talked about this player, but what do you think about Harrison Barnes?
A little older guy, a veteran, older than Randall,
he's
I want to say.
He's 29, so he's like 2 years older, so not that much older.
I mean, how many points is he averaging per game with the Kings?
He's averaging about 16-6.
Are you saying like a straight up trade or like what do you?
Well, obviously they give us more than just Barnes. No.
For Randall, I don't even know if the Kings would do that. Because Kings are in a rebuild mode too, you would think. They're trying to get good draft picks. They're in the bottom of the West.
Yeah, they are. They are definitely in a rebuilding phase. I don't know.
I think it, you know what I think it's time for. So we've been talking about the whole Knicks booing Julius Randle and Randle clapping back with the thumbs down. Here's the deal. There was a person who called in to WFAN, Carden and Roberts show, talking about what happened when he went to the Knicks game. He could be lying. You're going to have to hear because the host of the show, Evan Roberts, actually questions him on it. This is a bit of a longer clip, but just sit back and join them. We'll give our reactions, our thoughts to it when it is finished. So here you go. This is from Carton and Roberts.
Last night at the game. From New York, moved out to Miami. Wanted to see my favorite team play. Spent a lot of money on tickets right behind the bench, the Knicks bench. And I went there, you know, silly me. I actually thought they had a shot. There's something about it. I felt like they could win.
Sure.
So I went there very, very happy, very energetic, you know, hoping they'd do well. Quickly, you know, my dream was busted. They come out flat. And they're down quick. And I tell Randall in the second quarter, I stand up and I yell. I say, I don't curse. I don't say anything disrespectful about his family, nothing. I say, hey, Randall, you get a $118 million contract, and this is what I get. The fans get a thumbs down. That's what we get. And he looks at me. He points at security. Security comes over to my seat. They give me a warning. They give me a card from the NBA. I'm like a flimsy card that says basically, you know, you can't say
anything. Dylan, real quick, just swear to me. That's all you said? Like, you really, you said?
Greggy, I swear I've been listening to you for 10 years. I promise you, no cursing.
I was even asking the question, but that's okay.
Family, right. Nothing personal. I wasn't even opinion-based. I was speaking facts. He did that. That's the contract he signed in the second quarter. I'm not trying to, you know, ruin the night. I'm with my girlfriend, beautiful girlfriend. Hope to be soon fiancé.
Nice.
You know, I'm trying to impress her. I don't want to embarrass myself and, you know, ruin it in the second quarter.
Oops.
But by the fourth quarter, I'm like, all right, let me just say a few more things. Again, not disrespectful. Randall's at the end of the bench, and I say, hey, Randall, you know you're minus 34 right now, right? He looks at me, points to security, and I'm out. That's all I said. He was literally waiting for me the whole game. His head wasn't even in the game.
Well,
he was just waiting for me to say the next thing. Just to get me thrown out of the game.
I got pictures sent to me. It's unrelated to this, but it does fit what you said about not having his head in the game. Pictures from people at the game who showed Julius Randle at timeouts, in timeouts, where there was the Knicks were in a huddle, and Julius 10 feet away from everybody.
Yeah, Julius Randle disengaged. Gave up. He quit.
Quit, disengaged, not caring. But he's too concerned about Dylan saying tough things about living up to a contract.
It's one thing, you're not talking to the media, and that's a strike on you. You're not in the huddle with the team here in the play call, and that's a strike against you. But then you complain to security because a guy's spitting facts your way? That's pathetic.
And then there's a video as well of the guy getting escorted by security out of the garden. So, I mean, Toby, the guy did swear on the phone. He said, hey, I didn't do this. Or, hey, I didn't do any more. I didn't curse. I just gave him straight facts. I'll take his word for it. There could have been more that he's hiding out. But, I mean, it does look like Randall is not stuck in the actual game he's playing, but on the fans that are playing against him, basically.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I love the way you said that because the fans are against him, and it just proves furthermore how much he needs to get out of New York. Okay, just leave, please. Let's get some good draft picks for him. Maybe get a star or two. Probably not because he sucks and nobody wants him. But let's get him out of New York. Okay, let's get him gone. Okay, but before we go to the top five, I mean, all right, what are your thoughts on it? Or do you want to go to top five?
I gave my thoughts. I think it's just his head is not in the game, and it seems like we can tell from you know that clip.
I mean, he doesn't have a shot either. So, okay. Before we get to the top five, I want to bring up something. I've seen a couple reports saying that Donovan Mitchell wants out of the Utah Jazz.
I saw that too.
What do you think we could land him?
It would have to be a max. It would be a big deal. Like Randall's involved. We would have to include at least one or two of our young guys. They need talent there if they're going to give up Donovan Mitchell. At least one of our draft picks, first round. So it would take a lot. I would want him in New York. Depends how much we give up for it.
Yeah, and so Donovan Mitchell is in contract through 2026, so probably not going to get him through free agency. It will probably have to be. I mean, but if we're being real here, if there's anywhere that Donovan Mitchell wants to go, it's to the Knicks. His dad, he played for the Mets. He wanted to go. He wanted to get drafted by the Knicks, and we passed on him like absolute morons that we are. We're not going to talk about that.
I mean, there were also trade rumors that the Knicks were going to get him a year or two ago. So,
I mean, his dad still works for the Mets. He's in the front office, I think, or something upstairs for the Mets. So, I wouldn't be surprised if he wants to come to the Knicks. I mean, he was born in New York. I'm pretty sure he was a Knicks fan growing up.
Soon.
So, it would be good if he came to us, okay? I think he could. I think there's a possibility that we get him this offseason.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, moving on to the next five predictions and our last five, our records are, we're still very much neck and neck. I'm happy that these are like kind of going well because it's good that, you know, one person's not completely
okay.
Ahead
I wouldn't say going well though, because we're pretty much at 500.
I'm saying going well, like staying close with each other. No one's running away with it. Oh, our picks are awful, but
yeah,
but us staying neck and neck is good. I'm 25 and 20. You're 24 and 21. And the Knicks schedule is not going good either, because they have either one of the toughest or the toughest schedule for the remaining regular season.
Again, I'm going to harp on it. They're not making the playoffs, guys. Don't get your hopes up. Sell your playoff tickets if you bought them.
Oh, my gosh. And you mentioned before recording, you said, I'm going to be a Debbie Downer this episode. It's really coming through with your picks and what you said throughout the episode. I'll start off with the Kings game. That's going to be on Monday. We're going to be home for that one. And then after two home games against the Kings and Grizzlies, Knicks are going to be going on the road for a little bit. We both have wins against the Kings, so at least that's a good sign.
Kings suck. Okay, they suck more than us, so that should definitely be a win. All right, we both have L's against the Grizzlies. Grizzlies are good. We aren't.
I thought just for the funniness of having the Knicks beating the Lakers, I did a win against them. You have a loss.
I'm a realist.
I just think all the Russell Westbrook, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Lakers memes are just hilarious. Everyone's making fun of LeBron, or making fun of LeBron's teammates, making fun of the Lakers, like how bad they are, how much LeBron carries. It's just funny to me at this point. So I was like, you know what, why not have the Knicks win this game?
And I want to say last night against Charlotte, Russ had 35, mm-hmm. 4, and 5 with only one turnover in 37 minutes. So he might be stepping towards the right direction. I think there's always that period where it's like Russ is shit. Russ is okay. Russ is really good. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it stretches throughout the season. And I think we're starting to get sort of that Russ is good period. So I think the Lakers are going to come on strong, and I think they're going to probably be – wait, let me look how they're doing in the West. Because I think they can get –
ninth in the West right now.
I think they can get a top six position, maybe even top five.
Mm. High hopes. Not high hopes for the Knicks, though. But for
definitely not high hopes for the Knicks.
For another team.
Wait, the Jazz are 2-8 in their last 10?
Yeah. Oh, is that going to change your pick now? Because we go to the Jazz – Knicks are away once again in Utah. I have a loss. And Toby, do you change your pick? You have a loss.
No, that's still an L. We suck.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they could be 2-8 in their last 10, but their placing doesn't change. They're still in fourth. But they have lost 4 in a row. You are right. Yeah. But that's also in what? Is that a week?
But it also shows that maybe Mitchell wants out, you know? Maybe.
I mean, that game's also in two days over a week, 9 days from now. So they could very well be on a 4-game winning streak by the time we play them.
And I want to just mention right now, the Harrison Barnes has officially been made available to get traded. Mm. So okay. It might be someone the Knicks look to, and I mentioned him earlier, but he might get traded to the Knicks. I think that's probably the most realistic option.
Who knows? And then we have the Denver Nuggets. Both have losses against
them.
They've
got the reigning MVP. We don't, so GGs.
Yeah, they've been doing pretty good recently. In the West, I believe they're second, no? Or, no, they're sixth. I don't know what I'm
saying. No, the West is good.
They've
won
four in a row,
good.
Though. That's won four in a row. So with that, that's our next 5-game predictions. We'll see you in a week or so. Unless a trade happens, maybe involving
which it might.
Julius Randle. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. We'll take it as it goes. I'll tell you that much. You can subscribe to the City That Never Sleeps podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Also, give us the 5 stars, which you can now do on Spotify, which I didn't even know. So do that 5 stars on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, and shipitstudios.com/City That Never Sleeps. On that website, you can find out all the places where you can listen to the podcast. And Toby, final thoughts, final words?
Don't go to games. Don't waste your money.
Damn. That might show something to the owner, to Dolan.
Going to show anything.
It's not going to do anything because people are going to go to the Garden no matter what. Okay, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the City That Never Sleeps podcast. I'm Josh. For Toby, thank you so much for listening. Go New York, go New York, go. We'll see you next time for another episode.
We are the New York Knicks. Say go.
Welcome to the All 80s Movies Podcast.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jason, and this is the podcast where we talk about the blockbusters, the flops, and everything in between from one of the freshest decades for movies, the 1980s. So whether you're a brain, a jock, a valley girl, or a Jedi, we've got some 80s classics for you.
Do these movies stand the test of time? Are we discovering something new? Is there an 80s movie we're finally watching for the first time?
Join us each week as we dive into the cinematic nostalgia that inspired and influenced a generation. From the hits to the cult classics, we'll discuss our earliest memories, favorite scenes, fun facts, and our not-so-favorite movie moments, too.
It's the All 80s Movies Podcast, now available on all major streaming platforms. Please subscribe and happy listening.